podcast is brought to you by Food Safety Genie. Hello, welcome to the collaboration series of Food Safety Genie. Today's episode, we have Dr. Usha Ravi, who also happens to be my HOD from my grad school, MOP Vaishnava, and my mentor, but to the whole world. She's the most qualified academic food consultant and a renowned food scientist. Guess what? She has her own YouTube channel and Instagram page, Food Dialogues. Food Dialogues is a channel or a profile or a page where you get to see and learn authentic traditional recipes which were prepared only by our grandparents, nutritious and healthy, made more accessible and very interesting through her videos. Please do subscribe to her channel on YouTube and follow her Instagram page to know more. So glad to have you as a part of this episode, ma'am. How have you been?
Thanks, Pavitra. Thank you for inviting me. And this is totally a new experience for me. In fact, podcasting, I think this is my maiden attempt. And thanks to you for that. Yeah, I've been doing well, doing a lot about food, as you have mentioned, a web page, a blog, Instagram, and YouTube. And thanks for promoting it.
According to you, what is food safety and why is it the need of the hour?
So when you say need of the hour, is it the COVID-19?
No, not necessarily, but anytime.
Okay. See, food safety is something that describes all practices that are used to keep our food safe. Right. So to avoid foodborne illnesses, food poisoning, and so on. And when you look at the basic principles, it is clean, separate, chill, and cook. And all the more now, in fact, we can take this COVID-19 also into consideration, though there has been no direct relationship that has been found between food and COVID-19. We have to ensure food safety, both in food handling as well as in the kitchen. And care should also be taken for people at higher risk for severe illnesses like the elderly, an at-risk population like pregnancy, because we do not want them to fall ill because of food.
So is it only for the food establishments that these strict and stringent rules or measures need to be followed? How do you insist that this following or taking measures is a responsibility of every person in the kitchen?
Every person, Pavitra, not just the food service establishments. So when I say responsibility of everyone in the kitchen, and whatever I'm going to talk to you now about it, holds good both for our individual home kitchens as well as for the larger kitchens or food service establishments. So the first thing that we really have to look into is personal hygiene. Enter the kitchen only after a bath, clean clothes, hair tucked in, that is very, very important, trimmed nails, wounds covered, and we have to wash our hands. When we are talking about washing hands, this has to be done at several junctures. One is on entering, whenever you handle a food waste, cough or sneeze, whenever you use the washroom, or when you touch your pets. The second thing that we have to keep in mind is buying and receiving food. Food should be cleaned on buying and receiving. For example, fruits and vegetables, they have to be thoroughly washed and dried on a kitchen towel. So again, when we talk about fruits and vegetables, if it's going to be something like green leafy vegetables, you can even use saline water or a diluted solution of potassium permanganate. And all the more with fruits like grapes and strawberries, which they say is being sprayed with a lot of pesticides, I think best is to soak it in some saline water for a couple of hours before we dry it on a kitchen towel. Then milk pouches have to be washed before you store it in your refrigerator. It is not just now for COVID-19, but these are the practices that one has to follow always. Cartons and cans to be wiped and then stored. Then all the plastic packs that we get, plastic packs of food, should also be wiped before we store it in our storerooms. Then next is the proper need-based storage. Milk in the chiller zone, fruits and vegetables, depending upon the temperature that is needed, and all pulses, dry grains in dry canister shelves that have been properly wiped and sanitized if needed. And we have to follow the FIFO, first in, first out, or also FEFO, that is the first expiry, first out. So label reading, expiry dates is very, very important. And we should, as far as possible, try to keep separate containers for vegetarian foods, non-vegetarian foods, separate storage areas also for vegetarian and non-vegetarian in order to avoid cross-contamination. Next is the clean cooking area. When I say clean cooking area, your counters, walls, floors, the stove and also the cutting board. Cutting board can harbor a lot of microorganisms. So just rinsing or washing the cutting board is not sufficient. We might have to probably use diluted vinegar and baking soda once in a way to clean it up. Then clean washcloth and kitchen towels, preferably a separate towel for wiping hands, separate towel for wiping your cutlery and crockery and so on. And once cooked, the food has to be covered. You have to serve hot foods hot, cold foods cold, hot foods above 60 degrees centigrade, cold foods below 5 degrees centigrade, and foods should be consumed within 4 hours of preparation if kept at room temperature. This is very, very important. And all cooking and serving equipments have to be cleaned thoroughly and pest control your kitchen so that you don't allow any kind of insects or rodents. So this is about food safety in the kitchen, whether it is at home or in a commercial establishment.
Ma'am, could you also enlighten us about the various food poisoning bacteria that can prevail and sustain if the handling, storage or the cooking practices are not followed properly?
So generally, bacteria and temperature go hand in hand because temperature has a strong impact on bacterial growth in foods. And we have a lot of bacteria which could cause foodborne illnesses because they are present in food, and this is what we call as the pathogens. So you have the Staphylococcus aureus. You find that it is present in prepared foods if it is left for a long time at room temperature. Meat, poultry, egg products, potatoes, salads, cream-filled pastries. These could get affected with Staphylococcus aureus. Then the Salmonella, which is present in raw, uncooked poultry, eggs, meat, seafood, and also the unpasteurized milk. If you're going to get fresh milk that is being milked from a buffalo or a cow, then there is a possibility of salmonellosis. Then you have the Listeria monocytogenes, raw or uncooked meat, poultry, fish. So if any kind of an unwashed produce, unpasteurized milk, ready-to-eat foods, so we have to be careful with this. E. coli, you know, it's with unchlorinated water. And of course, these sprouts which we buy from the stores, we have to be careful because they could have E. coli, because if it is produced, soaked and sprouted using contaminated water, E. coli can get on to the sprouts too. Then Clostridium perfringens, where environments where there is little or no oxygen. In fact, we call this as a cafeteria germ because it is often found in food served in quantity and left for long periods on a steam table or at room temperature. So this could happen in hotels, commercial establishments. So we have to be careful about this. Then the Clostridium botulinum, improperly processed, home canned or commercially canned foods, garlic, a vacuum pack or tightly wrapped foods can result in a disease called botulism. Then the Campylobacter jejuni, contaminated water, unpasteurized milk, undercooked meat, poultry, seafood. So these are the common bacteria that could contaminate food and cause foodborne illnesses.
I'm so grateful to have you as a part of this episode, ma'am. Thank you so much. But before we end this, I would request you to please spell out your page name, Food Dialogue.
Yeah, Food Dialogues, FOODIALOGUES, Food Dialogues. You have it on the YouTube, Instagram, and fooddialogues.com is my blog.
So all this information will be put in my description box. To know more and to get more details, please visit my website www.pavitrakrishnaprasad.com. You can also write to me, pavitrakrishnaprasad@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you.